This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast, episode number 56. My name is Brian Anderson. Dang, if I haven't said that 55 times before now. Founder and creator of Annuity Straight Talk. If you're new, there's your introduction. If you're old, I'm sorry for the repetition. Here we are with, a fan favorite, I tell ya. I'm not even going to introduce him. He's going to introduce himself. Why don't you say hello, sir?
Brian, good to see you. I'm John Ballmer, and I am sometimes Brian's part-time co-host. So glad to be back. Lucky to be here. Thankful to be here, and thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
And before we get started, for anyone who's watching the video, I got to tell you that the lighting today is a little bit different. You know, the sun's kind of moving to the south as it does toward the end of summer. My tan looks exceptional. I've been working on that this summer. I hate to admit it because that's such a vain thing to do. But I'm getting ready to go hunting. And I thought, hey, it's a good time for a market update. I invited John because he had some good insights on the charts again, like we have done before. And I thought a lot of people would ask about it. So we'll kind of go back and forth on that about some of the comments we've received, John, and, you know, various things. And then you're going to share with us what you see. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. What's new?
Well, this is going to come out, obviously we're at the end of August, but this is going to come out to the list probably the day I go elk hunting. And so I'm going to be semi-dark, emails only, text messages if you have my cell number, phone calls on emergency only basis, I suppose. I mean, I'm in annuities. There's no emergencies, right? But that's what's new. And I'm getting excited about it. So what have you got going in Southern California?
We, not a whole lot. School started. I had speaking about your tan, I had a skin cancer procedure last week. Went under the knife for a minor removal of a basal cell. Hopefully they got it all on the mend and doing well. Keeping myself busy with the volatility in the market. I mean, I got to tell you, Brian, we had a tremendous rally off the bottom, 19% in the S&P 500. And I think it's over. I think it was a head fake. I think it was a bear market rally. A lot of the people on the financial news networks were saying that it was the start of a new bull market, but I'm going to wholeheartedly disagree. I think we still have a lot more volatility ahead of us, and I'll tell you why. You know, we can get into it later on in the show, but I think that we're definitely going to have some moments. And as you've seen, the market has sold off over the last week pretty precipitously, starting with a 1,000-point drop last Friday, following the comments by Fed Chairman Jay Powell.
And for context with everyone, and if I might jump in and talk about some of the ones we've done in the past and how this relates as well, is, you know, we're talking to, you know, John Ballmer's here because he's very good at what he does. And he is kind of an analyst for those people. And we're talking about the Annuity Straight Talk podcast is geared toward retirees. And we're talking about long-term planning objectives. And one of the things we've heard is from some people to say, oh, you said it was going to get to this level, or you said it would do that. And I will remind everyone that John did call volatility every single time he's been on to talk about it. Now, I'm never going to say he's going to bat 1,000. He is a human being. I think a tremendously decent one, by the way. But
thank you.
The point is to remind everyone that we're talking about long-term planning objectives. And a lot of times the commentary is going to be honest with you, in a short-term perspective, but we're really trying to look at the long haul on this. And so if he's off a little bit or if I'm off a little bit in these predictions, it's simply because we're getting those questions from people all the time. And so if you're new to this, or if you've watched it over time, this is more all-encompassing than you're going to get from, say, CNBC or Bloomberg News on a daily basis. The sentiment changes 100 times throughout the day, does it not?
That's right, it does. And in fact, it changed pretty significantly over the last 2 months. As we saw in the market, kind of had this bear market rally. It was tremendous. A lot of people, I caught a lot of flack for it because I didn't reach the target to the downside. A lot of people were very conservative sitting in cash while we had this rally. But I think in the end, all things considered, I think we're going to be right and we're going to hit our objectives.
Well, and you would say a few people have said, oh, well, I stayed out and it went up so much. And then it's as if they're kind of wanting to day trade. And, you know, tell me what you thought, John, but I thought, well, I could keep going for a little bit. And I agreed with you. I thought there's going to be long-term volatility, you know, going back a year or so into, you know, the next year or two, but we didn't see that drop on Friday. We didn't know that was going to happen. And even in last week, there were a lot of people saying, okay, fine. They'll wait until it's up 5 or 6% and then they'll go get back into it, which is kind of the wrong trend to chase, in my opinion. And that's kind of what we're trying to, you know, just get to people to learn about how to really just take a long approach to it and have some short-term analysis to either say when, you know, now's the time when you should be concerned or cautious, or maybe now's the time you shouldn't worry too much and things are going to bounce around. So anyway, I'm excited to have you back because a lot of people have asked for it. And I think it's fair that we do a little market update and some chart reading once in a while on the podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Brian. So, I mean, if you want me, I can go ahead and go into, you know, just what happened Friday or the course of the last 2 months, what happened, and give you a little overview of what's going on in the market. And we can kind of talk it out from there. But there's a couple key points that I wanted to touch on. So, you know, we thought that we would get this move to the 200-day moving average on the S&P 500. And it was a tremendous rally off the bottom. It was 19.2% in 40 days. But what was significant about that is that on the MACD ratio, it created the greatest overbought territory in market history. Something to consider if you follow the markets. MACD is a pretty significant indicator. I don't use it a whole lot, but it was something that I thought was pretty significant, the greatest in the history of the market. Friday, over the course of the last 2 months, we had this bear market rally, and it literally came up to the 200-day moving average, touched that line, and immediately sold off $3. And we've gone down ever since. So we've given back about 10% of that 20% or that 19% move over the last week. So let's just call it was a 10% rally over the last 45 days. Some things to consider is that when we get to the 200-day moving average, we've got to keep an eye on the slope of the average. There's supply and demand. And right now, the supply is overwhelming the demand side. So particularly with the S&P 500, now that we did rally up to there, clearly the sellers are in control because the slope of the average is pointing down and to the right. So we got to keep that in mind. You know, and I saw a lot of stuff on TV, like a lot of technical baloney over the last 2 weeks. It was clearly a bear market rally. It was a head fake. In order for us to be really constructive in the market, we've got to get above the 200-day moving average, and it's got to be sloping upward. And until it does, we're not out of the woods. You know, you have a lot of traders from Wall Street on the beach. It's the end of the summer. There's not a whole lot of liquidity sloshing around in the market. So I still think, you know, we're guilty until proven innocent, as, you know, the great Brian Shannon likes to say.
Can I jump in for 1 second? You know, I mean, we did have a recovery from the top end, but I think what was the previous top of the market, which is the all-time high, was say January 2nd or something like that. We still did not recover that level. And I think when it comes to retirees, and you're very good at talking about the technical aspects of it and pointing to what people should be looking for. For instance, the 200-day moving average is not the all-time record high. And I think there were a lot of people who lost money from the top of the market and then saw that rally and said, I'm going to hang in until I get all of that back. This goes back to last week's podcast, Vegas Odds in the Stock Market, where winning doesn't mean winning all your money back. Sometimes it's okay to walk away with some of it. And just time, kind of something to think about, whether you're talking about technical analysis or if you're chasing every last penny you ever had in the market. So there's a lot of risk there. And I'm not sure if that's too much of a rant, but again, we're just not back to the all-time high by any means.
Yeah, we're 17.5% still down from the all-time high on the S&P 500. We were below the market. We were down about 25% on the S&P, and we'll just use the S&P. That was the bottom in June 16th, so it took down 25% in about 6 months. We retraced about 60% of that move, and then we've come back down. So, you know, as it sits today, we're right around, I would call it 17.5% year to date on the downside in the S&P 500. The 200-day moving average is still sloping down. But I think that there's a lot of different things that we have to consider. So, you know, Fed Chairman Powell came out on Friday, and his speech was 8 minutes, and it was very to the point. And he's very hawkish. He was dead serious about not pivoting as the market goes down. You know, there's a lot of talk in the news, a lot of articles being written about the Fed pivoting if the market crashes. The fact is that inflation affects 100% of the population, and they don't care about cratering the stock market this year or next year. They want to get inflation out of control, which means they're going to continue to raise rates until they do so. If the market is collateral damage, unless we get to a 2008 type of level where things become systemic, they're not going to budge. And they're not going to print any more money. Quantitative tightening is coming into the pipe. And we're seeing a lot of liquidity dry up. You know, we could potentially see some further downside in this market. That's just, it's my opinion. It's not to be acted upon. It's not advice, but it's just my opinion. I think that we're overwhelmingly, there's a lot of stuff going on in the market. Yes, so, not to mention the fact that, you know, you may see some of the largest allocators on Wall Street, the insurance companies, the pension plans, rates get high enough, they may pivot away from stocks and do a rug pull and move into bonds, lock in that 3-4% rate. It's a lot better than losing 20% in the market. And so you may see that rug pull at some point.
Yeah, definitely. It's, I can see the pensions and insurance companies doing that for sure. So not bad to lock in at 4% maybe.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you've got to have your balance. And Brian, you and I talk about this all the time, long-term planning with your retirement. You have to balance your fixed income or your more guaranteed type of stuff with your risk assets. You know, your risk assets are over time going to help you outpace that inflation. But there's, you know, we're kind of working right now with an unprecedented time in the market. This has really kind of never happened before. So Fed was serious when they said they're not going to pivot. And that's what drove the market down 1,000 points on Friday.
Right. And we see, so they're not afraid to crash the market, which, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, it doesn't affect 100% of the people. It affects a small population. Unfortunately, our clients and anybody curious about our services or doing that are going to be damaged by it. And that's kind of, well, my goal has been to mitigate that damage because it's going to happen from time to time. And I think we had some immediate pain in 2020. We just haven't seen it for a while. We haven't seen any real pain, real long drawn out recoveries. And so I think that's what you were pointing to earlier, is that this, you know, could be happening, right? And that's some of the charts you shared with us before. We learned a little bit about it. I think it's fascinating to be able to read that. And you certainly were very good at explaining how to see things, see things coming, and nobody's got a crystal ball. But that's kind of where we're at, I guess, is to explain how this compares, if it can compare to anything that's happened in the past, right?
Yeah, absolutely. When did I share those with you? Was it, last week or so, wouldn't you say?
You showed me the charts that talked about previous drawdowns. You showed them to me. Yeah, it was a little over a week ago. And that's when I said, hey, that's a really good topic for the podcast. So yes, stock market head fake? Question mark. Yeah. So why don't we look at those? You
mind if I share my screen?
I think you should, yeah. And while you're doing that, I'm just going to remind everyone, you're not allowed to call John Ballmer. He's not going to hand out his phone number. This is for informational and entertainment purposes only. trying to simply get people to think about stuff. We're not trying to scare anybody, freak anyone out, or elicit an immediate response and a major financial decision based on this information. If you want to talk to John, you call me first. I will qualify you and see if it's worth him taking his time to do it. I've had several clients ask for that, and I think they're pretty happy with what he's been able to do. But again, that's up to me. And as far as you know, he's just some guy in California.
Thanks, Brian. I think it's timely that I'm going to show the S&P 500. Let me know if you can see that.
Yep.
You're going to see here, this red line is the declining 200-day moving average. That's what I was talking about. We felt pretty strongly we were going to hit this line. Little did we know that we hit it almost to the penny right here. And then we sold off that day about $3. So never reached it or breached it. That line is still down and to the right. As we've sold off, it's starting to decline, which just means there's a ton of supply in the market, not a whole lot of demand. Now, if we saw this go up and to the right, that would really be a real constructive area of the market that we could be dealing with. Today's market action wasn't so great. Yesterday was so-so, slightly positive on the day, but nonetheless a down. Today we had a really big red candle. Friday you see a big red candle. Today was a pretty nasty sell-off. Tried to make a rally in the latter part of the day, but it did breach. This orange line here is the 50-day moving average. We did breach it. So where do I think we go from here? So we have a pretty strong level of support going through here. If you just want to say, you know, this would be a strong support area here, this could be some here. But ultimately, I do think that we make it down. You know, we may go up like this. I think we make it down and, you know, maybe we breach these June lows. We'll see. So keep things in context. Price is the only thing that pays. You got to know where your support levels are. And I tell people that we're bringing aboard is, you know, the hardest thing to do in a bear market or in a bull market is stay fully invested. And the hardest thing to do in a bear market is to not be invested. So people sit on a lot of cash. They get nervous when the market starts to run away from them. It's the fear of missing out. So in markets like this, this is kind of where I've done some of my best work in the last 20 years. Is nobody likes sitting in cash, particularly me. But if I can save you from losing a ton of money, that's what we're going to do. And when things become more constructive, we're going to allocate you appropriately to your risk tolerance and to your long-term plan. So everything's driven by the plan.
I gotcha. So you showed me the chart and you compared it to 2008 and what happened back then, right? Don't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah,
but so if you look at that and say, and this relates, the reason I keep bringing it up, John, is because that's what, you know, people's comments saying, oh, it was supposed to go here or it was supposed to go there. Well, it doesn't always happen overnight or even over a 3-month period. It's a matter of, you know, kind of long term where the market's headed.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to show you two pictures. They're not necessarily charts, Brian, but I'm going to show you one here. So this is today. This was as of what, last week? And you could see this is the 2022. Came back up. We kind of made an all-time high beginning of the year in the S&P 500. And then we basically had this market sell-off rallied to the 200 SMA, which is a simple moving average. So that's kind of what I just showed you. The market kind of has come down to here. If I can draw on here, I will. You know, we've kind of come back down to here. So I want you to keep in mind, this is 2022. Mm-hmm. And I want to show you what 2008 looks like.
It was 8 and into 09. It was somewhere into 09, right?
Yeah. So here we were in 2008. And this is not to scare anybody. I just want to make people aware of some of the things that we do and why we do them and why we talk about having a balanced portfolio and really kind of managing risk appropriately. Is here we are back in 08. We hit that all-time high. We had this market sell-off, kind of traded sideways. And then what did we do? We had a really nice retracement to the 200-day moving average. And that's the same thing that we did in the other photo, in the other chart. And from there, we've kind of come back down to here. But look what happened. So it doesn't seem like the pain, and this is March of 09 right here, the low. So if we take a look at these, could we be there? I don't know. But it's something that, you know, you definitely want to keep your eye on. No one's saying that the market's going to do this and crash. But if 2008 is an indication of anything, we don't know if history repeats itself or not. We've got to know that something's going on here. Here was the touch of the 200-day in 2008. It was rejected. Here's the touch of the 200-day. We already know we're here. We've already been rejected. Where do we go from here? Do we go up and recover? Or do we hit this point and go back down and hit the COVID low? So don't want to scare anybody, but just want to have people be consciously aware of what's going on.
Don't get in too big a hurry. And that goes in what I always tell people is, what do you think? What's your overall feeling of what the market could do? If you're really bullish on it, I have not met a lot of people that are super bullish on the market, but everybody kind of gets carried away with what they see on the screen. So it's important to remind everyone there's some, you know, a little more analysis you can do, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's one other thing I want everyone to take a look at. And, you know, people talk, maybe if you watch TV or things like that, you hear a lot about the VIX. It's a volatility index or the fear gauge. There was a chart that I found that was pretty interesting. It was overlaying the current volatility in the market, you know, as of August 22nd, overlaying that with the Great Financial Crisis volatility. And I'm going to share it with the audience right here. I don't know if you can see that. So the white line is, you know, basically 2020 volatility to just last week. Kind of similarly and a little eerily follows the volatility index of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just had this explosion of volatility, you know, way past 40. If you take a look at the volatility index, you know, the height of COVID, we had volatility at like 40. Think about that doubling. You know, that's what it did in 2008. And that just goes through the roof straight up. That means that the market is doing this down.
I remember that happening because the market was up or down 5 or 6% a day. It was all over the place.
It can get pretty ugly. So keep that in mind. Volatility is probably going to creep its way back into the market. We saw volatility today. I want to say it was right around 19. It's been as low as, it's been fairly tame over the last couple weeks. But, you know, you may see volatility creep in where we do a 40 print, or we see a retracement back to the high, and that would be like 41. So it would be double the volatility. You know, that creates a lot of fear in the market. That's when people start to really sell.
And so the point of doing this is to remind everyone that if you're prepared, it's not to freak you out and say you got to do something to make a change. You either have or you have not. You either care or you don't. You know, right now, we've got really good fixed rates on stuff. And so if you're appropriately positioned for this, then it does not affect you. Nobody likes to take losses, but you should have some money in the stock market. And if you've got the right levels of protection elsewhere, then you don't have to worry about when these things happen. You can just ride it out and it's not a big deal. So that's where John and I kind of work well together, he can point out the places where you should be protected and I can show you the ways to do it. So there you go.
Spot on, Brian. Spot on. You know, I just think people should take a cautious approach, you know, having a larger amount of cash, you know, for the short term, if they plan on using a lot of that money in the market, having some cash on the sidelines is not a bad thing. I know people start to get anxious when markets go up, thinking they're losing out on returns. But in the grand scheme of things, I think that things will work out, but, you know, it may take some time. So it's just having the right advice, having the right plan in place, working with the right advisors is can make all the difference in the world.
And I spoke with a guy yesterday, first time I ever talked to him, and he had a decent portfolio, but not a ton of money. And he had an advisor. His advisor said, no annuities, none at all. And so I, you know, dug into it, and, you know, he had about 30% bonds and 70% stocks, and he was down, I don't know, 9 or 10% on the year total, which, yeah, it's not that bad to be in the market, but he had no context. He had no idea what the guy was doing. I had to dig and dig and dig to get an idea of what type of assets he had. Then I gave him a couple of questions. Go back to this guy and ask him why. So he just said, I don't know. This is what I was supposed to do. I don't want an annuity. I had bonds. But, you know, he's 75 years old. He didn't, you know, 30% in bonds, which are down 10, 15%, got cut this year. They were all bond funds. It just seems like, you know, not a lot of attention is being paid to it. So we want to provide the context for everybody so that you have both sides of it and you understand how to really protect yourself if you need to protect yourself and how to really profit if you want to profit. So,
yeah, that's right. And, you know, and to the point, bonds, you know, over the last 30 years, bonds have never lost money. And then all of a sudden you have 2 years where bonds are down double digits. How has that happened? Well, obviously, it's a function of interest rates going up, but you have to know exactly. Not all bonds are created equally. It's the same with not all stock asset classes are created equally. You have to know what you own, and that's why working with a qualified advisor is so important. You know, if you want to do it, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, God love you, do it yourself. But there comes a certain point in time where you want to actually enjoy your retirement. And I tell this to people all the time, you want to enjoy your retirement. The last thing you want to do is be watching CNBC tick by tick every day. You'll go mad. And that's why people hire, you know, advisors like myself. That's why people place their trust in Brian to provide them the best solutions possible. It's so you can enjoy your retirement.
I already go mad. I don't watch CNBC, but I watch Bloomberg. Man, that stuff will make your head spin. Holy cow. I mean, I got to get a little bit of it every day. But no, I think it's been great. Hey, everybody, thank you for joining us. Episode 56, Stock Market Head Fake. Is it or not? Tell us what you think. Comment below the post when you see this. Subscribe to the podcast. If you feel like it, like the podcast. I was told that would really help. If you really like the podcast, then go and give it a thumbs up or something like that. I don't know, John, do you know what that is? And yeah, you know, we got it on YouTube. If you want to see, John's hair looks amazing today, and check him out. He's trying to be so nondescript that he hides in a closet to record this. It's awesome. And we appreciate you stopping by. John, thank you for being here.
Brian, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. I appreciate you. And happy hunting.
Hey, thank you. I'm going after a big elk. Hopefully I'll do a podcast from the flatbed on my truck with a big elk rack on it. It remains to be seen. That is not an easy thing to do, but I'm going to go for it here soon. So you guys are going to see this when I'm on my way. Wish me luck. All right.
Good luck.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. And everybody have a great day. We'll have something for you next week. Episode 57. It's going to be good. I guarantee it. And we'll get John back as soon as we can. Okay. Everybody have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with the qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.